intro.
Wayne and Green, and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest, it's been about 39 years ago, to understand, comprehend, eventually become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the international commerce conspiracy. Jeff has 6 books on his topic for sale at Amazon.com. He has a website. Listen carefully. Here it is, twice slowly. JRNyquist.blog. I say again, JRNyquist.blog, where he has 1, occasionally 2 articles written every week. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, here we are in the fourth month of the year already, aren't we, sir?
Yeah, that would be April, yes.
Absolutely. Well, things are moving forward. The international commerce conspiracy has not let up. They've been at it now, sincerely, since 1917, just over a century. And they have no plans of quitting, do they, sir?
Well, they even were conspiring before 1917, so, yeah, they've been around a while, and, yeah, no, the people who believe in transforming the world through negating and destruction and eliminating certain people, they will continue.
They will, absolutely. And, of course, they've been very successful in the culture war, the political war, and outright war, haven't they?
Well, outright war, they haven't been so successful in Ukraine so far, but
well, that's true.
They are determined, and they're using their more successful political means, their ability to politically manipulate us to turn defeat into victory. That's what they're working towards. And like in Vietnam, where our side won all the battles, they won the war in the end because they got us to cut off our ally from supplies. So in 1975, that's how they won the Vietnam War. It wasn't guerrillas. It wasn't a popular uprising. It was using the United States Congress. The new Congress that got elected in 1974, in January 75, they just cut off willy-nilly all the supplies needed for Vietnam to defend itself. And of course, Vietnam is a country that produced mostly rice, and was not able to come up with the petroleum and the ammunition it needed to defend. And it was at the time, I think, the 3rd or 4th largest army in the world, and it collapsed. Despite all the money that we, the USA, put into it to make those people safe, to make South Vietnam eventually would have become another country like South Korea, strong on its own, probably industrialized, probably able to defend itself, and part of our alliance system, which it was, by the way. Like we have NATO, we had CETO back then, the Southeast Asian Treaty Organization, and that collapsed. So if people don't think that the NATO can collapse, they got another thing coming, and that is also part of the way that China has broken out now and is building structures in the South China Sea, claiming territory over vast stretches of ocean, you know, between China and the Philippines, and threatening the Philippines.
Well, the Philippines is more than 1,000 islands. The majority of people live on the big island there, but China has been doing incursions and claiming Philippine territory for their own, haven't they, Jeff?
I think they claim, because China once owned it, they claim that it's theirs. I mean, I think they claim the whole thing is really theirs, if they boil it down. And they've even made claims that since the Chinese discovered North America before Columbus did, maybe North America is theirs.
Oh, that's absolutely true. There were Chinese explorers that got to North America before Christopher Columbus, and therefore that makes North America Chinese. And, of course, Taiwan has never been part of Communist China. In ancient times, it may have been part of China, but since Taiwan was part of ancient China, that makes Taiwan part of China now, doesn't it, according to their beliefs?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right.
What a handy system of rationalization that is.
Yeah, well, they rationalize everything, really, is what they do. That is their way.
It is their way. Well, you mentioned Ukraine a moment ago. What updates, if any, do you have us on Ukraine for us, sir?
Well, the Ukrainian government has announced that because of the shortages of supplies, they're going to have to start stepping back and retreating, giving ground to the Russians. Also, last Friday, a gigantic fuel air bomb, the largest, I think, ever detonated in the war. Well, I think only two or three have been detonated before. Was detonated, and it did considerable damage. The Ukrainian government and the Russian government are not really saying much about it, but it looks like both sides have reasons to not talk about it and its destructive potential. The Ukrainians, because it might demoralize their side that such weapons are used on them, and the Russians, because, of course, they don't want the bad publicity from the West in using a bomb that basically has a mushroom cloud like a nuclear weapon and is as devastating as a tactical nuclear weapon, a small nuclear bomb.
These fuel air bombs are almost as devastating as a nuclear weapon, but they don't carry the radiation or the political implications either one, do they?
No, however, there are conventions on the use of vacuum bombs not to be used against civilians. And I believe the Russians, now I have a source, I believe the Russians used it so close to their own forces that they killed some of their own men, and I believe some civilians too. But the details are unclear. It was a situation where the Russians were sort of in a panic to stop a Ukrainian movement, and they just decided to use this weapon. And of course, it can be very demoralizing for the Ukrainians because they don't have this weapon, so they can't respond in kind.
Well, that's a bit of a disadvantage, isn't it, sir?
Yeah, that is a disadvantage. I mean, when you have And of course, it doesn't carry the stigma of a nuclear weapon where the radiation and so forth makes everybody freak out. My understanding is tactical nuclear weapons are dirty bombs. They're fission bombs. So you really don't want to use those in your own country or close to your own country. And the Russians see Ukraine as their own country. Putin argues, is really Russia. So they don't want to do that. And also China, which is hoping to use the grain in Ukraine when the Russians get it as a source of grain, don't want that grain contaminated. So much so that they've cautioned the Russians against playing games with the largest nuclear plant in the world, which is the Zaporizhia nuclear plant, which the Russians have occupied since early in the war and have made all kinds of funny threats regarding it.
Well, any prognostication? The ground will be firming up in Ukraine to support heavy trucks and tanks and so forth in a month or two. Any prognostication on what may or may not happen once the ground's solid again?
Well, people are expecting a a Russian offensive. Russia is, since Putin's election and this terrorist event in Moscow, there's a there's a huge but drive for new, fresh troops, and so the pressures of conscription are increased. Russians are, I think I mentioned last week in the show, they're raising 14 new divisions and 16 new brigades. It's the equivalent of two field armies and troops. They're setting up commands for them. It's a rather interesting mobilization, in addition to raising troops to replace their losses in the front, to fill up the armies that they already have deployed, which, interestingly, the armies, all the armies that were used to invade Ukraine initially were understrengthed in terms of what the, you know, the order of battle should be for such armies. Maybe one of them was not, I'd have to go back and look, but when I looked at all the Russian armies, they didn't seem like there was the right number of brigades and divisions for them. So they are, I think that there's a, they've been mobilizing their economy. They've been getting machine tools from China. They've been getting ammunition and from Russia, from China and North Korea, and drones from Iran as well, well as missiles from Iran, I believe. And so they've got the backing, strong backing from country. I mean, China is one of the biggest producing countries in the world. So Russia has wherewithal, evidently, to equip more units. And we haven't, you know, they are threatening nuclear war continuously, which is interesting, and more darkly than ever. And a lot of the analysts are saying that Russia has to push into Europe after it collapses Ukraine. There's a political logic to that. It's interesting. I don't know what they're, I mean, I think they're ultimately, if you listen to their leaders, they want to own Europe all the way to the Atlantic. Whether they're ready to push right away or not, well, when you're mobilized, and you already have gone to the expense, and you've put the men in uniform, and you've made the system work, it's really hard to demobilize when you don't think the job is done. And you've got these calls in Europe by the leaders of France, Germany, and Poland now, suggesting that, you know, maybe the U.S. doesn't need to be involved in Europe's security affairs, blah, 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 even though it's absurd. It's just a... I think it gives Macron and Scholz and Donald Tusk of Poland away. I don't think these men are independent of Moscow. And and whether people are of the left or the right, I think there's people on the left and the right now that basically are effectively with the Russians. And they may say things against Putin and claim to be for Ukraine, but they're not. And so that's, we have a fifth column in the West. I mean, all throughout the Cold War, the communists were that fifth column, and the communists have infiltrated everywhere, have gained allies in everything, and convinced people that the real threat to mankind is not Russia and China or communism, but global warming. Which was in fact based on the data of nuclear winter, which was in fact fed to the West by Andropov's agents, and we know that from two sources. One was an SVR defector named Sergei Tretyakov, and you can read the book about him by Pete Ehrlich, a Comrade J, but where he spells it out. Nuclear winter was a fabrication of the KGB, and the same thing with global warming. It's a fabrication. And it's amazing, their power, the power of the communists over our information, our media, our book publishing, our politics, our schools, is exemplified in the claim that it's the consensus truth. You know, all scientists agree, or most of them agree, that global warming is science. It's not. I'm sorry, it's not. And bureaucratized science is merely the victim of the influence operations of a very powerful foreign country. which has been very good at feeding us nonsense. The nuclear winter TTAP study has been extensively debunked by detailed scientific study in the late 80s. And it doesn't. There is no nuclear winter effect. There is no nuclear winter. You could when they were concerned about it in the 1980s, when they were, you know, between 40 and 60,000 strategic nuclear weapons that could have been detonated. The worst possible scenario does not produce it, because it simply doesn't throw the debris high enough into the atmosphere. It doesn't throw it nearly as high as a volcanic eruption does. So how could it create nuclear winter when we've had volcanic eruptions that create much greater effects, like we had the year before last? So it's in the South Pacific. So it's, you know, it's nonsense. But we believe nonsense, mostly.
Well, with no nuclear winter, and of course the Russians know this quite well, that makes the concept of nuclear war a lot more doable for them, doesn't it, sir?
Well, yeah, but see, they're having a problem. They've tied themselves in knots, because what they've done is they've convinced us the nuclear weapons, both from the movie On the Beach and from our belief that the radiation circles the planet and kills everyone, and our belief in nuclear winter. Now, we don't believe that even the use of a small number of nuclear weapons is a credible threat. And right now, the Russians would like us to surrender without having to nuke us. And they're trying to threaten Europe, although what they really want is Europe. They don't care if they nuke North America. And this threat of using nuclear weapons, they're realizing, is not, nobody takes it serious, not because Russia doesn't have nuclear superiority. And it certainly does. It has newer and better nuclear weapons than our dilapidated force. It's helped them to get us not to be on the ball in rebuilding our nuclear arsenal. Currently, our nuclear weapons are way past their shelf life. We're not having new ones coming until the end of the decade here, in 2029, 2030. And so they've got this window where we're vulnerable, and they should be able to bully us. But then we don't respond to their nuclear threats. We yawn because we think, oh, they don't want to cause nuclear winter. And of course, they're sitting there thinking, what have we done? They don't believe nuclear threats are credible, because we've convinced them of this nuclear winter nonsense. And of course, they're now, the Kremlin has issued a statement about nuclear winter, saying that if they launched a nuclear war, their doctrine is that they won't explode enough nuclear weapons to cause nuclear winter. And the great irony is that, gee, you know, maybe a lot of these environmentalists would love a little nuclear war, because it would counterbalance, would save the planet from global warming, right? The runaway heating of the Earth. So,
oh boy.
Maybe that's humanity could.
That's truly so bizarre.
Yeah. Well, truly bizarre. I mean, I'm just thinking about the so then they might be thinking privately, you know, if you really think we're going to die from the heat in a couple decades, and the oceans are going to rise and cover our coasts and cities, you're going to think, well, maybe there'll be less devastation if, you know, 20 nuclear weapons are done, and maybe Russia is our, you know, it's just so bizarre the way people can interpret things. But
it is. Well, in addition, something we've mentioned before, Russians have developed nuclear weapons that have almost no radiation, haven't they?
Well, the hydrogen bomb is a nuclear weapon that doesn't, you know, in terms of radioactive contamination, if you airburst a hydrogen bomb, it's really negligible. It's not like the bomb at Hiroshima. But even then, the bomb, see, the long-term fallout, from the Hiroshima bomb and all the above-ground fission bomb tests of the 1940s and 50s, that was floating around the world, causing cancers and leukemias all around the world. You look at the cancer rate going up during those above-ground fission tests. Hydrogen bomb tests, you know, there was one study in the 80s that showed that...
Hold on, Jeff. Got a break. Yeah. Call him and try one, too.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Health Simple with Colorado Shioji. Fact bit number one. What goes in must come out. Whatever we ingest, breathe in, or transfer by contact must be expelled. Expelled directly as burned calories, through perspiration, respiration, or expelled via urinary and gastric channels. Every element that is not properly used or removed by our bodies become toxins. And toxins, as we know, are causal to every disease and ailment. Toxins are what makes us subpar, unable to be at our best. Be your healthy best by cleansing your body of daily and deeply embedded toxins. Live stronger, and we hope live longer. Shilajit, legit Shilajit, that is, like Colorado Shilajit, is perhaps the greatest homeopathic whole body remover of toxins made by Mother Earth.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, tell people how they can subscribe to your website, please.
At jrnyquist.blog, there's a PayPal button below every article or video.
All right. Our caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hi. Good morning. I have a question. I watched your interview on your blog about World War I.
Mm-hmm.
I sent you a an email with another perspective on it that deals more with the British aspect of it. In fact, it claims that Britain or a group or a small group that was operating and infiltrating the Round Table group was the principal instigating force which brought these others together to create World War One for the purpose of destroying Germany and laying the groundwork for a one-world Anglo-American hegemony. You see it? James Corbett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any rebuttal for it?
Well, there may be people of all kinds of opinions in Great Britain, some of whom maybe didn't like Germany or wanted to do something like that. That might be. But there's no evidence that they actually caused World War One, and that because the Prime Minister and all the people in Britain, if you look at the history of their declaration of war on Germany and the whole issue of what the Germans did and how the war began, the whole war was a tragedy. And it happened because of the assassination of the heir to the throne of Austria-Hungary, Francis Ferdinand, and that it escalated from there out of moves and counter moves of Austria, Germany, Russia, France, and Britain actually entered later when the Germans invaded Belgium. The other countries were already at war. Britain had a sort of a commitment to France, but it wasn't viewed by the politicians as absolute. So it depends on which account you look at. But these conspiracy theories about elite groups that can control history isn't controlled by anybody. Everybody who trying to control history is like trying to corner the market on gold. You know, people can try different schemes, but it doesn't mean that they actually succeeded, because there's always going to be wars, whether or not people are plotting to make them happen.
Another thing, can I say about Francis Ferdinand? He wasn't just the heir to the throne. He was actively standing in the way of Austria-Hungary going to war with Russia. And he was also pushing for reforming the dual monarchy into a triple monarchy to strengthen its stability, make it from a double crown to a triple crown by adding, like giving the same privilege that Hungary had gotten in the empire to the Slavs, I think, wasn't he? And that would be a reason he was knocked off, because he was in the way. And I think there may have been at least four other people that were eliminated because they were standing in the way.
Not by the British, by the Serbians.
The British. It's pretty well known
that the Serbian Secret Service was involved with the Black Hand, and that they they were behind his, because they had their own reasons for killing him. Mm-hmm. You know, they had their own reasons, because if you did this, it would take the wind out of the sails of the Serbians, because they wanted to create a great Slavic state under their control in the Balkans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so people have, everybody, remember, everybody's schemes are running into everybody else's schemes. All kinds of people have motives. When you got enough people who have motives, then you have alliances, and then you have people who want a war to happen, like France and possibly Russia, well, some of the Russian generals. But the French definitely wanted a war because they wanted to get Alsace and Lorraine, and they had encircled Germany by their alliance with Russia.
Great call, John. We appreciate it. We got a break. We'll be back with another caller.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email tom@republicbroadcasting.org. tom@republicbroadcasting.org.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com, or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
No food, no lights, no overpower, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Where to fall? Many men have.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're adding to my COVID panel several times a week, most recently this morning, with some very important information. I'll be speaking about the same topic this weekend in Dallas at the Hear the Watchmen conference. That would be the worst crime in human history, the consequences of the COVID-19 vaccination clout shot. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog, and looks like our next caller, Jeff, is Thomas in Florida. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning. Jeff, I'd like to talk to you about the nuclear war. Is it your position that we can survive a nuclear attack? Because there's no nuclear winner. And I'm also curious about where your proof is that there's no nuclear winner. Hello?
Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, there were massive government studies in the late 80s that were conducted because this issue was raised by the TTAP study. And aside from the knowledge that the scientists, one of the scientists that the Russian, it was came up with, the numbers came out of the Soviet Union, by the way, for nuclear winter. This is well known. You can look this up. And
I did look it up.
What's that?
I did look it up.
Yeah. So you know that.
But I'm wondering where your proof is coming from.
What's that?
So Carl Sagan started the investigation, and it's even still.
Yeah, Carl Sagan didn't start it. It came. The numbers were brought to him by Russian
scientists. Can I finish my thought, please?
Yeah, sure.
May I finish my thought?
Yes.
It's the current. It is the current defense posture of the government now. So yeah, and it's been that's been held up by a lot of scientists. So it's been current. It's a current thing. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's currently believed, but it's not true. It's not true. The scientists that look this the original numbers.
Okay,
the
and what proof are you citing that it's not true?
Well, there are books if you go to the library which contain the scientific studies that show that it wasn't.
What's the name of the books?
Well, I don't have them at the top of my head, but I'll give you other books to prove that it came from Russia. If you read Peter Vincent Pryor's Volume 2 of Nuclear Wars, Exchanges, and Outcomes of the Nuclear Balance and Why It Matters,
Carl Sagan was
he cites all the studies that show that there is no nuclear winter. It's not a proven scientific thing. So I just gave you a book. But aside from that, Pete Ehrlich interviewed Sergei Tretyakov, who was an SVR defector, about 20 years ago, 23 years ago, to the United States. He had direct knowledge that Andropov had created nuclear winter as a disinformation operation. And in fact, he's not the only person from the former Soviet Union to report this. There was a scientist who was one of the scientists that introduced this idea to people like Carl Sagan, because they didn't originate it. It came from scientists in the Soviet Union. That scientist, who is referred to, you can find his name in Tretyakov's book, or Pete Ehrlich wrote the book Comrade J, which has this information in it. That scientist gave the information to the U.S. government, and then was kidnapped by the Russian government at a scientific conference in Spain in 1985. And this has been written about, and you can find, there's a couple articles on the web about this. You know, you could probably do a search, you know, Russian scientists kidnapped in Madrid, 1985. You can probably find it that way. But I'm not making
Carl
any
Sagan
of this up.
The thing is that, Russian misinformation.
This idea that science has this consensus and they know just because U.S. government officials believe all kinds of things that are disinformation fed to them by the Russians, because there is this preference. Most of our people are educated in universities where Marxism prevails, Marxist thinking prevails. So it's their mother's milk to believe certain things that just were fed to us by Soviet disinformation operations.
So every scientist since Carl Sagan till now is duped by Russian misinformation. Is that your thesis?
No, and every scientist who this is their field does not believe in nuclear winter or global
warming. Okay, so let me ask you this. Okay, so your answer to Russia and China is for us to build up our nuclear deterrence and strike them before they strike us?
We need a nuclear deterrent because they're building up their potential. They've got
so nuclear war is the answer, sir? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry, say that what again?
So nuclear war is the answer to our current problem.
No, nuclear deterrence, which, by the way, has kept us alive all these decades. Nuclear deterrence has.
No, it hasn't.
Now our deterrent is weakened.
Negotiation and talks have kept us alive, sir. Negotiations and talks.
Sir, you can negotiate all you want, but if you don't have those weapons to retaliate on them, they will use theirs to take you over.
So you think China and Russia are really going to strike the United
States? If I have a gun pointed at you and you're unarmed, I can take your wallet.
Well, you're not taking my wallet, I can tell you that. So you think that Russia, China wants
to
come take over the United States, but they're going to nuke us first.
No,
you don't think there's...
Answer my question, please, sir. You've been bombarding me with questions. If you don't want someone to take your wallet, why do you want another country to have nuclear advantage to stick them up and take your country away?
Okay, well, I mean, okay, that's a good question. So maybe we should close the southern border first. Why would they want to nuke the United States
to close
when
the southern border?
Here,
I can, why would they nuke the
United
States? We don't have to
take
wait
over our land, sir.
Oh, hold on, sir. Hold on. We don't.
I think
have
you're
to
very
wait
inconsistent.
Hold on. We don't have to wait to close the southern border to have a nuclear deterrent. You know, it's like, oh, gee, we can't walk and chew at the gum at the same time. We have to wait all these years until the borders close before we can have
no,
actual
my thing was,
deterrent.
If there's 10,000 some odd Chinese nationals here, which there are, why would they nuke their own people?
Do you know anything
why would
about
they pollute
the China,
the land?
Ruthlessness of the Chinese communists? And besides, they wouldn't be dropping the bombs on Chinese here. They'd be dropping them on our military bases.
Oh, okay.
We had some good discourse.
I think,
time to
I think your position
is really
ludicrous,
it's time to move
Jeff
on, gentlemen. We're going to go to Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen. I wanted to share some details, an update basically on Poland and on the Czech artillery shells for Ukraine. So on the 1st of April, 2 days ago, on the same day, Tusk's administration let the National Tax Administration unfreeze funds for Russian companies in Poland for about $330 million. So they got money, and the same day, the VAT for food was increased by 5% here in Poland. Second thing, Tusk is pushing to introduce the euro in Poland, although the euro has been very, very weak last year. It's the weakest I can remember it is. The third, the discussion about an EU army versus NATO. So basically, obviously, it's an anti-sovereign move against all the sovereign countries in Europe. But the argumentation is now, well, if the armies in Europe are in such a deplorable state, you need a new one. So that's maybe an argumentation to create a European army which would be against NATO. To the situation on the artillery shells, there was a news item that Iceland is going to help, pitching in $2 million to buy the artillery shells from the Czech Republic and to buy them from there and then deliver them to Ukraine. So apparently now they're saying there is kind of a slow money situation there, and maybe this is going to be stopped by just not having enough funds, although considerably small funds to buy 800,000 artillery shells for Ukraine. So that's not looking good as well.
Yeah, it's funny that they offer this hope for Ukraine to have artillery shells, and it's been talked about for 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whatever it is, and nothing has happened when Ukraine urgently needs them.
Haven't been delivered. Yes, they're just talking about it, and I mean it's absurd to have a news item about Iceland pitching in when there's, you know, so many more, so much bigger countries within NATO as well, right? That's a NATO initiative.
It's I mean, if they want to save Europe from being dominated by Russia, if Russia takes Ukraine, what do they think? They're going to have another 700,000 troops that are going to defend the line? And the Russians are, you know, mobilized even more with even more units. I don't know what happens then.
This tax money that I said at the first point, it just proves that this Weimar Triangle, Macron, Scholz, and Tusk, they are up to no good for Ukraine.
Yeah, that does seem apparent that these three leaders. I mean, these are three of the larger countries in Europe, actually in France being a nuclear power, are really working against NATO. And they also don't want the United States involved in the defense of Europe. Why would anyone who really wants to defend Europe have that as a position, and that even in their mind? I mean, they think that this war in Ukraine is America's fault, when Russian leaders have stated publicly that they want the one common European home, that they want Russia from Brest to Vladivostok, or Lisbon to Vladivostok. Yeah, it's scary. And of course, if this should take place, America's economic and security position would be near hopeless, because those are the, you know, those European countries are our strongest military allies that we have. I mean, two of our nuclear partners, Britain and France, two other nuclear powers, are in NATO. And if something should happen to that alliance, I'm not sure the United States would be able to cope, because the economic damage to the United States, because the Europe, people don't realize NATO is a trading system. This is partly where we get our economic wherewithal from, the fact that we trade with all those countries. And you take that away and it dislocates the U.S. economy. While it feeds the Russian economy, then suddenly all that economic wealth is added to Russia. All that technology is added to Russia. All that potential manpower is added to Russia.
I actually wanted to end with something more towards Easter and church. I wanted to mention the Black Robe Regiment, which is now a movement for pastors, patriotic and patriotic pastors that are also having the anti-communist perspective, fighting for liberty. And obviously they refer to the Black Robe Regiment in the American Revolution. This initiative can be found under brrusa.org, and their big mission or project now is called the Gideon 300, which means, you know, 300 black robe pastors that want to take back the church from the wokeness and strengthen America in that way. And this project Gideon 300, that's now nationwide, they are actually planning to implement it for every state.
This is in Poland?
This is in the U.S., sorry.
Oh, it's in the U.S.
This is the U.S. initiative. And this really strengthens also, you know, this cause, our cause, the anti-communist cause for the U.S. And actually, a conversation with Trevor Loudon basically gives all the details. If people want to find that, they'd have to go to Rumble and search for Black Robe Regiment and Pastors Huddle with Trevor Loudon. And there it's really well explained and introduced. And basically, he said, when politics is downstream from culture, then culture is downstream from religion.
That's a good slogan.
Yeah, and obviously it's been infiltrated for decades, the church in the U.S. and worldwide. So taking that back, And looking at the infiltration and the weaknesses and the mechanisms that it has been infiltrated gives a strategy for retaking it. And Julie Beeling, I mentioned her with her documentary Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Yeah, she's also supporting this with findings from her research how underground churches in Russia were taken over. And also how they survived, namely by being very decentralized in organization. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anything that draws the attention of the secret police is going to be infiltrated by their agents and taken over. And they have laws in Russia that require people to conform to government requirements in religion, like they do in China. It's in China, they're also doing the same thing. If you want to be a Christian in China and not have your church run by Chinese government officials, you have to meet privately in people's homes, which is a crime, and you can go to jail there for it. Very good. Well, yeah, I saw Beeling's documentary, and it was quite good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a... Well, anyway, thanks. I just wanted to...
Thomas, thank you for your call. We got one last caller after this break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up, with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, no.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, you know, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets!
Attention! All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's see if we can squeeze one last caller in here, Jeff. We got Charles in Florida. Good morning, Charles.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good.
I don't know if you've seen the article in the truthseeker.co.uk the latest one for April 3rd article on how Biden is going to soon be issuing our invaders from the South green cards, get them voting in elections, and just come out and we'll have a one-party state. It won't be irrelevant to be belong to any other political party than a Democratic Party. You know, like sort of like California, just one big California. And
right, that's been reported in places too. I'm aware of it now.
Yeah, that's, I don't the back NATO. NATO is just a globalist organization and wants to destroy any nationalist like Russia.
No, that's not true about NATO. No, that's true about the European Union.
NATO is actually run by communists, you know, the Kratzky-eyed communists. It's globalist.
And Russia is
the one that has political parties. Putin has to go before the people. Unlike our Biden here, who's a Trotskyite communist.
Why do you say he's Trotskyite? I don't understand. What makes him a Trotskyite?
What did you say?
Say again, Jeff.
What makes Biden a Trotskyite? I know that he's supported by the communists, but what makes him a Trotskyite?
Well, he's the wants communism and doesn't want it in one country. You know, it's like reverse of Joe Stalin. Stalin wanted communism in one country.
No, Stalin wanted communism in all countries. He just said it was possible for it to exist in one.
He's a nationalist, more of a nationalist.
No, Stalin wasn't a nationalist.
Trotsky wanted it worldwide. There were two divisions in communism.
Yeah, no, but Biden is not a Trotsky.
Trotsky was the father of the Red Army.
Yeah, no. No, Biden works with the Council for a Livable World, which helped get him elected, and Armin Hammer. Armin Hammer was a KGB agent. Read the Hammer file by Edward J. Epstein. And the KGB is not a Trotskyite organization. So
all right,
please.
Charles, thank you for the call. Jeff, less than a minute to wrap up your thoughts, sir.
Well, yeah, a lot of people have kind of a garbled idea of the history of communism. So get a good book on the history of communism. Don't read
Quick
recommendation. Read Thomas Sowell's book on Marxism.
Okay.
Okay, that's a really good book that'll help explain it to you. And read Robert Conquest's books.
Real good. Jeff, thank you. We appreciate it. Have you back next Wednesday. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county of Crawford County, Missouri. I get to live in the large, beautiful state of Missouri I live in, and even larger state of Texas. God, please, God bless the United States of America.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.